It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? So glad that you've joined us today. We're in the book of Romans, Romans chapter 6, and we're going to begin reading with verse 6, Romans chapter 6, verse 6. And so please, while you're looking that up, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks of Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois, at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. If you would like to write to us, our mailing address is Post Office Box 43, Hamilton, Illinois, 62341. That would be Parkview Bible Church, Post Office Box 43, Hamilton, Illinois, 62341. If you'd like to call us, our phone number here at the church is 217-847-2717. If you'd like to visit our website, it's parkviewbiblechurch.org. parkviewbiblechurch.org. We have many, many studies up there. We've got our Constitution, our plan, the plan of salvation. It's a very easy, very usable site. You can download anything that's on it for free, and just please use it to the glory and honor of God. And so please go to that site. And if you'd like to email us, why, it would be parkviewbible@gmail.com or parkviewbiblechurch@gmail.com. Either one works just fine. So please, now that there was enough opportunity, enough time for you to open your Bibles, and we'll prepare for the study tonight. Romans chapter 6, verse 6, beginning with that verse. Knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin, for he that is dead is freed from sin. Now, if we be dead with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him, knowing that Christ, being raised from the dead, dieth no more. Death hath no more dominion over him. For in that he died unto sin once. But in that he liveth unto God. Likewise reckon ye also ourselves to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body, that ye should obey it in the lust thereof, neither yield ye your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourselves unto God as those that are alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness unto God. What a wonderful verses of Scripture. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, thank you today that we can come and enjoy this time together. Just guide and lead us, dear Lord, please, through your precious word. It's so wonderful to have the opportunity to open your Bible, your word, and learn and study and see these beautiful, in the Old Testament, beautiful pictures of what was to come. And then, of course, we know that 2,000 years ago, you went to the cross of Calvary and finished that work. And it is so wonderful to be able to study your word and to grow and learn more of you, that you can give us your wisdom and guidance and direction. Please, dear Lord, just guide and lead us each and every day, and guide us through the study today, that those that do not know you as your Lord and Savior, that they will come today, be saved. Please, that we make that so clear on how to be saved today. And then, Father, it's so necessary that those that are born again, are saved, are growing, and we're walking each day with you. And so please, just guide and lead us today. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. We looked at this verse of Scripture, the sixth verse, and even the fifth verse. It says, "For if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall also in the likeness of his resurrection." It's so wonderful that one is connected with the other. Not only did the Lord Jesus die for our sins and take our sins away, but he also has opened the door for life, for eternity for us. What a wonderful opportunity. Knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. Now, as we look at that, and we looked at the word destroyed, and just a little bit of review as we prepare for the study today, this word destroyed means to render idle, inactive, inoperable, to cause to cease. So as we look now at knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed. Okay, knowing this, that our old man, that person we were before we were saved, was crucified with him. When we come by faith to the Lord Jesus, we gain that opportunity. Now, Jesus died for all man, for every man, woman, and child that's ever lived. He has died and taken all the sins away. Knowing this, that our old man, that person that we were before we were saved, the old man, was crucified with Jesus when Jesus died on the cross. We need to trust by faith in the Lord Jesus so that we can take that to our account. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Whosoever shall confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thy heart shall be saved. Please trust in Jesus today. Call upon him. Don't just suppose that you're saved. As we look at this, what Jesus did when we were crucified with him, in order that our physical body, which at that time was dominated by a sinful nature, might be rendered inoperative, destroyed, as the scripture tells us. So you see, when we come by faith to the Lord Jesus, for the first time, this sinful nature, this old man, is literally put to death so that there can be victory. Now, we still have the old flesh. The old man and the flesh are different. We talked about that last time we were together. But as we look at this and we see these words here, we need to understand that because we have come by faith of the Lord Jesus, for the first time, we have the power, we have the opportunity, the victory can be ours because Jesus paid it all. Our sins, literally, we were crucified with Christ. He has taken our place. And so by doing that, then we are part of that crucifixion. We have died to sin. And so this old man is dead. And so no longer does the sinful nature have a domination. Is it controlling? We have set it. We have set our lives free from that because that has been put to death. We are no longer a slave to the old sinful nature. We are divorced from it because of what the Lord Jesus did on the cross. When we become a part of that, when we trust in him as our Savior, he has, you know, by faith, we need to trust in the risen Savior, in his precious blood. When we believe on the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior, we become a new man. The old man is dead. We are a new man, and we have a new nature. Wonderful. Please. And the comment that was made last time we were together, and that is that the old man is not a makeover. It's not a remodel. The old man is dead, and we have a new nature. We're a new man. Wonderful today to walk with the Lord Jesus and know that. This new man, and that's where we're going to start today now. This new man, we're going to look at some verses of Scripture in Galatians chapter 2, verse 2. Galatians chapter 2, verse 2. First, Second Corinthians, Galatians. Galatians chapter 2, verse 2. And I went up by revelation and communicated unto them that gospel which I preached among the Gentiles, but privately to them which were of reputation, lest by any means I should run or had run in vain. We have an opportunity to trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. We see here that Paul, the writer of the book of Galatians, and to come and to bring the gospel to them. I went up by revelation. The Lord Jesus showed him the word of God and communicated unto them that gospel which I preached among the Gentiles, but privately to them which were of reputation, lest by any means I should run or had run in vain. You see, as we look to the Lord Jesus and we trust in him, we take the gospel out. And as we look at the Word of God and knowing that to communicate this wonderful revelation that we have, and I'm not talking about the book of Revelation, I'm talking about the gospel, the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus. And so we have the opportunity to give that out, which I preached among the Gentiles. This new man, let's look to 4:19 in Galatians. Galatians 4:19. 4:19, my little children, of whom I travail in birth again until Christ be formed in you. We're talking about the new man, new nature. What wonderful opportunity comes when we come by faith to the Lord Jesus and to give out the gospel, the Lord Jesus Christ, we become new. And it's so important that we realize that and recognize that. And as 4:19 tells us, my little children, of whom I travail in birth again until Christ be formed in you. Paul's desire that he would continue to tell you that the gospel saves, the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus. You can't mix the law thinking you're keeping the law that keeps you saved. You are saved by grace and grace alone. No laws, no rules, no nothing, because Jesus Christ died on the cross and he saved you. Paul spends so much time in by the leadership of the Holy Spirit telling us, do not be caught up in the law and things of that type that's either saving you or keeping you saved, because it doesn't work. You are saved by grace and grace alone. What a wonderful opportunity. And he says, my little children, of whom I travail in birth again until Christ be formed in you, please, I'm going to stay with you. I'm going to show you the Word of God. It's so important that we see that we need to learn the Word of God to grow. And now let's go to Colossians. Got on the wrong line. Colossians, Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians. Colossians chapter 1, verse 27. To whom God would make known what is the riches of glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Go on to verse 28. Whom we preach, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man perfect in Christ Jesus. You see, the old man's dead, but we still live in the flesh. And so the work begins. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. You need to enjoy the Word of God, study the Word of God, search the Word of God, because as you do that, number one, you're this new man grows. You go from milk to meat. And so it's important that we study the Word of God so that we mature correctly, that we grow. And otherwise, you just stay as a baby. And if you, as your children were born and you gave them milk, and if you just kept giving them milk for the rest of their life, they wouldn't have grown properly. Neither does a Christian. We need to feed upon the milk, and then we need to continue to grow each day. So please, that you realize the riches in Christ Jesus, trusting in him, the new man, and again, teaching every man in all wisdom that they may grow. And that's what we're here to do. That's the reason we have this radio ministry. That's the reason we have the local church, that we can come together and grow in the Word of God. What a wonderful day it is, the new man. Let's go to 1 John chapter 4, verse 12. 1 John chapter 4, verse 12. No man has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God dwelleth in us, and his love is perfected in us. Do you see the connection in verse 11 there? Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. That is one of the fruit. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance. But it's all built upon love. A love of the brethren, a love of our Savior, and that love then gives us a strength and a wisdom to walk each day. And so to look again at this verse, 1 John chapter 4, verse 11, 12, and 13, we can just read all three of them. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. No man has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God dwelleth in us, and his love is perfected in us. Whereby know we that we dwell in him, and he in us, because he hath given us his Spirit. Remember, when you're born again, the Holy Spirit comes to live within us. And he shows us and teaches us of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the only begotten Son of God. And then the Son of God, Jesus, teaches and tells us and shows us to the Father. That's how we know the Father. We can't know the Father unless we're born again. We can't see the Father unless we've come through the Son, the Lord Jesus. When God saves us, he saves us from sin to righteousness. Let's come back to the book of Romans, Romans chapter 6, verse 6. Knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin, for he that is dead is freed from sin. God saves us. He saves us from sin. The old man is dead. Now we have the strength, we have the opportunity to live a good life, a righteous life. And so we are saved to righteousness because we do have the opportunity of this victory. Now as we look at verse 7, for he that is dead is freed from sin. Dead is death, in this case, is a release. Death liberates from all claims. You see, once we're born again, that old man has no place. He has no right. Although the believer lives in the same physical body, the flesh has no claim on the spirit. See, the old man's dead, and yet we have the old flesh yet. But the wonderful thing is, it has no claim on the Spirit. As you trust in the Word of God, by faith you come to the Lord Jesus, you are born again. Wonderful to be born again. Having been crucified with Christ, this releases the believer from any claim the flesh had on him prior to salvation, prior to coming to the Lord Jesus by faith. There's the flesh, the old man has complete control. But you see, the old man, we were crucified with Christ. That old man is dead. He's been put to death. The question is, arise, and that is, why is it that so many church members are on fire one minute and then they seem to be dead the next? Why should that ever happen to a born-again believer? Because, my friend, and you may be one of these, you've decided to live right. You've decided to do better, to be better. The conscience inside you does that. Conviction of something, of a sinful nature of the world, that turns you to the proper direction. And in in light of that, then, you try to remodel your heart. You try to remodel your life. But you see, that is impossible. You can live that way for a while, trying ever so hard to do what's right and be what's right and go to church and all those things that you're supposed to do. But my dear friend, unless you are born again and put the old man to death, crucified with Jesus, only then can there be victory and real victory. Only then. You know why some people cannot live right? It's because they have never been made right. And that might be you. You've never been made right. Now, what are you talking about, Larry? What I'm talking about is you need to be born again. It's not a remodel deal that can work here. It won't work. You can try. You can try to clean your life up. You can try to change, but it will not work. It is temporary at best, and you're miserable at best. Now, when you come by faith to Jesus and have the Spirit of God living in your heart, victory has been won because the old man is dead. And now, for the first time, you can live, and you have the Spirit of God does not have to abide by the sinful flesh. We still have the old body, but we for the first time had the victory to conquer the nature that's in us. The nature, our nature has been put to death, but we still have the flesh. Some of the desires of the flesh, but we have the power to put that to a stop. We have the power to end that. For the first time, as a child of God, being born again, the Spirit of God's within you. The old man is dead. Now that physical body that's still with you, the flesh, it still's with you. But for the first time, we have the power to have victory over that flesh. The old man's dead. The old man used to run the flesh. They got along real good. But now that the Holy Spirit is living within our heart, living within our life, now no longer does that flesh have that lock, that control. We can have the victory. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. You know, believers do backslide. If you're truly born again, we see it many times because instead of realizing that we have the victory, we allow the old flesh to win over. We can control it. We can take care of it. It no longer has that lock on us like it did when the old man was alive. But we still open the door and allow it to have its way and will many times. We do backslide. But the sad thing is that I'm afraid that many people that we say are backslidden, they have never been saved. I don't think they're saved at all. Now, you can backslide. You're still born again. You're still saved. You still have the victory. However, I'm afraid that there's a lot of people, again, that we call backslidden. They're not backslidden at all. They're just not saved. They're back to making a decision. Their conscience has been stirred, and they've decided to live better. But they need to be born again. I know so many good folks, but they're not born again. They've got their hand wrapped around a religion, and they have been baptized in that religion, and they go to church faithfully, work so hard. But unless they have come by faith to Jesus and established that personal relationship with Jesus, turn to Him, call upon Him, do it today. Don't wait any longer. The new birth, it makes us a new creature, and this is done by faith. By receiving Jesus Christ into our heart, now, for the first time, we can live. This seventh verse here, for he that is dead is freed from sin. Free. We finally, for the first time, have the power. Here we have the believer, the picture. And I have read this, and it's a wonderful statement. As the criminal who has paid the penalty for his sin, for his crime, he was guilty. He deserved death. He was sentenced to death. He died. And now there is nothing against him. He is freed from sin. And that's exactly the position that we're in Jesus Christ. Freed from sin. Now, if we be dead with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him, knowing that Christ, being raised from the dead, dieth no more. Death hath no more dominion over him. For in that he died unto sin once, but in that he liveth unto God. You see, by us coming by faith through the Lord Jesus, trusting in him as our Savior, we are in Christ. We have the victory. Our old sinful, the old man, the sinful man, is dead. No more does it have dominion over us. We are saved. We are free. It is wonderful. Don't add the law. Don't add baptism or as they used to with circumcision, and you make all these requirements that you have to do in order to say that, okay, I'm a good church member. You need to be a child of God. You must come by faith to the Lord Jesus Christ. Trust in him. Have the victory, because when you trust in Jesus as your Savior, as these scripture tell us, and they're so wonderful, and we're just going to read them again in closing. It says, knowing this, that our old man, let me just back up to verse 5. We don't want to miss that one. For if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection. Knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. For he that is dead is freed from sin. Look at that victory. Verse 8, now if we be dead with Christ, okay, Christ was crucified on the cross 2,000 years ago. He took our sin. He literally took us, and we died there with him. We were part of that death. And all you need to do is come by faith. Now, if we be dead with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him, knowing that Christ, being raised from the dead, dieth no more. Death hath no more dominion over him. For in that he died unto sin once, but in that he liveth unto God. You see, our sins have been taken away. They were taken away. The old man's dead. But it's not a universal salvation. Yes, Jesus died for all, but he wants us to serve him freely and willingly. And so he opens that door, and he calls you. And when he calls you, he wants you to respond. And he wants you to say, yes, I see, I know that I'm a sinner. You've shown me that. And please, please, will you save me? Come into my heart and save me. You need to call on Jesus today. Don't depend on something. Your conscience. Your conscience is wonderful because it may have brought you to the place of realizing you're a sinner. But you need to come by faith to Jesus and call on him today. Please. My dear friend, what are you going to do about Jesus?